You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really would, but the feeling in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the wall, and I'd like to give you information, asking for love.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number three, and we are in the home stretch, and we are joined by Dr. Ted Brower. Our thanks to Bob Griswold for joining us in the first hour. And again, reminder, his website is readymaderesources.com, and making offers available to Common Sense Show listeners this evening. So please go up there and check out what he has to offer, particularly with the water products. Also want to remind everybody that we are on scene.life. That's our new Facebook. We need some kind of gathering point, I believe, for the Common Sense Show and the Patriot movement as a whole. So when you register for scene.life, it's a Facebook clone, but it doesn't have the censorship and all the other crap that goes with Facebook. But you can go up to the Common Sense Show and join. And again, I look forward to your feedback. I look forward to your suggestion for guests and so forth. So that's seen as an S-E-E-N .life. Go up there, register, and let's become one big happy family. And again, just a reminder, got a series of podcasts that I've been putting out, and we're going to up that too, where I can focus on many topics, 4, 5, 6, 8 minutes. And it's a good way to get my perspective in ways that we really can't do that on this show because we don't have the time, and we often don't have the time to cover it on the website. But we're hitting, I think, a lot of important points that have been going ignored. And the way you get there is go to my Facebook. And the way you get to my Facebook is just go to the main page at thecommonsenseshow.com, click that on, and you'll go right to our Facebook channel. Our Facebook channel, excuse me, not Facebook. Huh? Let me get that right. YouTube, excuse me, YouTube channel. Go ahead and join us and like us, and we hope that you appreciate what's there and feel free to share it to your heart's content. Well, Ted, you were kind of in wrapping up the story about your mom's tragic death and how there was this knowingness that follows along the lines of physics. I'd like you to wrap that up, and then we've got so much to get to, we're going to have to put our pedal to the metal.
Well, I know we've got lots of to cover tonight, but what happened is with mom is, you know, we knew she was getting old, and we knew she was doing badly. I did not know she was doing that badly, and my sister didn't bother to tell me that until after the fact. But the crazy part about all of it was the fact that, you know, we were tied together quantumly, you know, interdimensionally. And that's what that whole thing means, that interdimensional tie. Let me tell you what happened yesterday in the gym. You know, we have a little home gym here. We work out, and we have a little cardio room. It's a separate room. And so they're two different rooms. And so, you know, it's got, because, you know, the cardio equipment is big, so it doesn't really fit, and, you know, so you have to kind of spread things around. And so we have like one of those elliptical runners or whatever. And so it was so funny, Dave. I was in there on a chest press machine, and Sharon's in the other room, you know, and Savannah's doing squats. And, you know, that's my 13-year-old. And she's gotten in great shape, too. She could do like 200 squats with a 45-pound bar and go parallel on every rep. I mean, unbelievable. She's like an athlete. She can run like the wind now. She's so strong. She's working on getting her black belt in karate like my wife did. And so I'm on this chest press machine, and I'm really focused on the chest press machine. And in my mind's eye, I went back to Whitefish, Montana, to the Grouse Mountain Lodge, and there's a golf course there that in the wintertime people cross country ski on the golf course. You know, they go like make circuits around it. And it came in my brain so visual that I couldn't believe it. I thought, and you know, I'm doing my chest press, and I'm like, I see this golf course, and I thought, wow, that's really, really weird, because I haven't thought about that. I haven't been many, many years since I was there. And all of a sudden, I get done with my chest press, and I'm finishing chest, and Sharon comes walking into the other room, and she goes, guess where I just was? And I said, you were just at the Whitefish Lodge, the golf course there, the Mountain Grouse Lodge in Whitefish, Montana. And she looked at me, her mouth dropped open. And she goes, what was I doing? I said, you were cross-country skiing. She goes, you're exactly right. That's what I was visualizing. How weird is that, Dave? And
yeah,
Savannah,
exactly.
And Savannah's freaking
that's
out. Right? She's slipping out. Well, none of this is surprising because what happens is our brains are scalar waves. And, you know, when you start thinking and thinking of thoughts and praying, you create tangible reality. I've told you guys that so many times on all these shows that I do. You got to be so careful what you speak about, because what you speak about is what you bring about. But there's a different quantum interface that I want to talk about tonight. It's a lot of it's from the HeartMath Institute, and I want to go into detail on that too. But there's two quick things I want to tell you about before I start that. By the way, this is great news. I love great news. Coca-Cola's companies today reported its fourth straight quarter of declining sales as calorie-conscious consumers move away from sugary sodas. How wonderful is that? Guys, we're making a difference. Earlier this week, rival PepsiCo reported its sixth straight quarterly sales decline. Okay, I am so excited that this is happening because these guys are huge international conglomerates. And they basically are horrible, horrible for your health, especially the high fructose corn syrup, especially if you've got problems with gout. The high fructose corn syrup will trigger gout quicker than anything else I know. Here's another interesting article. A lot of athletes now are using beet powder and making drinks out of it. Now, you have to use organic beets because beets are one of those things that are GMOs and they're also sprayed with glyphosate. So you can't be used because there's a lot of sugars made from this. So you have to make sure that you use organic beets. But what it does, the patients were given 150 milliliters, about two-thirds a cup of concentrated beet juice, followed by testing, and found an almost instantaneous increase in their muscle capacity by an average of 13% as far as oxygen in blood. So what happens, it helps to lower blood pressure. It does all kinds of stuff, and it's one of our best sellers. And what it also does, it massively, massively increases your energy levels. But they have to be organic or heirloom beets. And when you go to healthmasters.com, you'll find that. And I take two scoops of our organic beet powder every day in a glass of water which I put into my protein shake. And I tell you what, guys, the energy you get from this and the workouts that you get, and if you like working out with weights, you get a really good pump when you do this. And a lot of Olympic athletes are doing all of that stuff now too. But Dave, let's go ahead and talk about the heart real quick. This is really important because this goes more into the quantum entanglement stuff. And I like doing some of this esoteric stuff every once in a while because I like people thinking about stuff they don't normally think about. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And this is not negative stuff, because sometimes I just want to get away from some of the negative news, because this is going to talk about how God made us and how we're put together. Now, here's what's interesting. This is an article by a guy named Bashir. He goes, during organ transplantation, there have been numerous reports of emotions, memories, and experiences being transferred along with the organ, which is transplanted from one donor to the other, from the donor to the recipient. Dr. Purcell, an American cardiologist, has collected the cases of 73 heart transplant patients and 67 other organ transplant patients and published them in his book, The Heart's Code. Here's an example of a case that was been reported. Her name was Claire Sylvia. She developed a desire after a heart transplant for chicken nuggets and...
I know this story, Ted. It's a great true story.
It's a crazy story. This is back in 1988. She's an American woman named Claire Sylvia, received a heart transplant at a hospital at Yale, Connecticut. She was told the donor was an 18-year-old male from Maine who just died in a motorcycle accident. Which, by the way, guys, when my sister was working at the Shands Teaching Hospital back in the 80s, finishing her medical degree there, that she told me that almost all of their organ transplants came from motorcycle victims. Okay. Soon after the operation, Sylvia declared that she felt like drinking beer. That's something she hadn't particularly been drawn to. Later, she had an uncontrollable urge to eat chicken nuggets and found herself drawn to visiting a popular chicken restaurant, KFC. She also began craving green peppers, which she hadn't particularly liked before. She started behaving in an aggressive and impetuous manner following the surgery. She also began having recurring dreams about a mystery man who she felt was the organ donor. She reached for the obituaries and newspapers and published in Maine. She was able to identify the young man whose heart she had received. His name had been Tim. After visiting Tim's family, she discovered that he used to love chicken nuggets, green peppers, and beer. Wow. This book was documented in a book called The Change of Heart.
I saw an interview with this lady, Ted. she actually used a friend in the library, because they wouldn't give her the identity of the donor. They never do. And they were able to find him through the records and all the things that she knew in her dreams. And she met the family. They actually went and met the family on TV camera.
Well, I'm going to tell you some stuff right now about the heart and the brain in the next few minutes that most of you guys have never heard. And this, to me, this information is fascinating because, it deals with quantum entanglement and how the heart works and reaches out to other people. You guys are going to love what I'm fixing to teach you right now. This is some phenomenal stuff. Okay, what they've learned is that the heart actually sends messages to the brain, but they're also understood by the brain, and the brain obeys the heart. Neurophysiologists discovered a neural pathway and mechanism whereby the input from the heart to the brain could actually inhibit or facilitate the brain's electrical activity. In other words, the heart actually overrode the brain. Dr. Armour introduced the idea of a functional heart brain. His research revealed that the heart has a complex intrinsic nervous system that is sufficiently refined to qualify as a little brain in its own right due to its independent existence. Remember, the heart beats first in the body before the brain's ever developed. The heart's nervous system contains tens of thousands of neurons, or called neurites. The heart's brain is an intricate network of several types of neurons, neurotransmitters, proteins, and support cells similar to those found in the brain proper. Its elaborate circuitry enables it to act independently of the cranial brain to learn, remember, to feel, and even sense. Now, what's interesting about this, Dave, I've had so many people that I've known that have gone in and had heart transplant surgery or bypass surgery or heart surgery or valve replacement surgery. And in many of these people, they were put into a heart-lung bypass machine, and the heart was removed from the body. And in 99.99% of these patients, and this is statistically accurate, and it may be 99%, okay, but it's at the very top end of 99%, these people have a personality change. They're never the same people anymore. In fact, a lot of cardiovascular surgeons don't want to have that done because they've seen how they change so much. I knew a lady years ago. She was a God-fearing woman. I mean, unbelievably God-fearing woman. It's church all the time, kids in church all the time. And she was suffering from I could tell you what she was suffering from. She had to have a heart valve replacement. And there were natural things she could do, but she didn't want to do it. So she went in and they did this to her heart. And I warned her. And I said, look, you're going to have a personality change. guaranteed it's going to happen. You know, something's going to change. You may change better. You may change for the worse. It's going to be different. And oh, my gosh, turned into a boozer. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, never goes to church. I mean, just quit church, quit taking the kids to church, became an alcoholic, gained 100 pounds. I mean, I've seen it all, Dave. So let's talk about how this happens and why the brain and the heart interface and what the brain can do with the heart if you work them together. Now, this is an interesting article here. I don't have an author for it, but I'm going to reread you part of it anyhow. It was like an admin article. It says many people believe the consciousness, awareness originates in the heart as the body is being formed. Recent scientific research suggests that consciousness actually emerges from the brain and body acting together with the heart. A growing body of evidence suggests that the heart plays a particularly significant role in the process. For more than a simple pump, as it was once believed, the heart is now recognized by scientists as a highly complex system with its own functional brain. Research in the new discipline of neurocardiology, this is probably from the HeartMath Institute, shows that the heart is a sensory organ and a sophisticated center for receiving and processing information. The nervous system within the heart or heart brain enables it to learn, remember, and make functional decisions dependent of the brain's cerebral cortex. However, numerous experiments have demonstrated that the signals the heart continuously sends to the brain influence the function of higher brain centers involved in perception, cognition, and emotional processing. In addition to the extensive neural connection network linking the heart with the brain and body, the heart also communicates information to the brain and throughout the body via electromagnetic field interactions, which, by the way, I'm going to add this to this, includes fourth-dimensional quantum interfaces. It says the heart generates the body's most powerful and most extensive rhythmic electromagnetic field. Compared to the electromagnetic field produced by the brain, the electrical component of the heart's field is 60 times greater in amplitude and permeates every cell in the body. The magnetic component of the heart is 5,000 times stronger, Dave, than the brain's magnetic field and can be detected several feet away from the body with sensitive magnetometers. Now, what's interesting about this, remember, the Bible tells us, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The Bible was even clear about this stuff many, many, many thousands of years ago. It goes on to say that they've demonstrated, for example, the brain rhythms actually synchronize to the heart's rhythmic activity, and also that sustained feelings of love and appreciation, the blood pressure and respiratory rhythms, among other oscillatory systems, entrain the heart rhythms. Also, what they've seen is when a woman has a child in her, their hearts start to beat together. It's the neatest thing when you start seeing that. Heart field interaction between individuals. I love this too. Also, social exchanges and relationships are affected by the heart. Moreover, it appears the heart's field plays an important role in communicating physiological, psychological, and social information between individuals. Experiments conducted at the Institute of, that's right, I was right, that's where this is coming from. Experiments instituted the Institute, conducted the Institute of Heart Math have found remarkable evidence that the heart's electromagnetic field can transmit information between people. We have to be able to measure an exchange of heart energy between up to 5 feet apart. We've also found that one person's brain waves can actually synchronize to another person's heart. Furthermore, when an individual is generating a coherent heart rhythm, synchronization between that person's brain waves and the other person's heartbeat is more likely to occur. The article goes on to say, the results of these experiments have led us to infer that the nervous system acts as an antenna, which we've talked about repeatedly, and how it ties to the fourth dimension with scalar waves, which that's why I added that, which is tuned in response to the electromagnetic fields produced by the hearts of other individuals. So now they're talking about love and how this happens. We are also data suggesting that the heart's field is directly involved in intuitive perception. So that's where you, people say, I felt it in my spirit, I felt it in my heart. Okay, that's why the Bible says that social fields are so important. It says, forget not the assembling of yourselves together, as some of you are in the habit of doing, as in Hebrews 10:25. I'm giving you that scripture real quick. A groundbreaking work shows the field of socio-emotional and interaction between a mother and her infant is essential to her brain development. The emergence of consciousness and the formation of a healthy self-concept, these interactions are organized along relational dimensions. Stimulation of the baby's emotions and regulations of shared emotional energy while the baby is still in the mom. I mean, this is absolutely amazing. And then it goes on to say, they believe the only way this is possible if the information about the organization of the whole group is distributed to all members of the group via an energetic field, such as correspondence and information between parts, and the whole is consistent with the principle of the holographic field that we live in. So what they're saying is that we're all being interconnected by our hearts and by our energy fields, Dave, and we have to really, really be careful on who we associate with. So how many times have you got around somebody, Dave, and you're like, gosh, that doesn't feel right. I don't want to be around that person.
All the time, and body language is a display of this as well, and we know that we obtain about 90% of the message from someone from their body language. Ted, I want to ask you about an alternative theory, and I don't know if it's that far afield.
Sure.
But I remember reading in my psychological training about personality theory, and we got into the Eastern cultures. And in particular, they often believed that each cell had its own intelligence. And I want to go back to what we said about heart transplants and other transplants that take place, that when people are the recipients of these transplants, and we got lots of documentation to show this is true, that their personalities will often change and adapt some of the temperaments and traits of the donor organ. So do you think, let's compare and contrast. Each cell has an intelligence, or is it what we've been talking about here? Is it an either or a blend or what?
No, that's a really good question, Dave. And here's my theory on that, I took all these classes and all of this stuff. Each individual cell is independent. It's like its own little world, right? But it all functions together in the whole synergistically through the body. But what holds it all together is the quantum entanglement with the entire body through the photons. And the photons are being basically transmitted, you know, through the different cells. That's how they communicate with the DNA. And also the DNA uses the Tesla coil to basically transfer and to transmit data throughout the entire body through these electromagnetic fields via scalar waves. And so this human body that we live in is not what we think it is. You know, we always thought this was just something out of flesh and blood and there's nothing else to it, but it's not. It is flesh and blood. That's how we perceive it in this dimension that we're in. But the truth of the matter is the human body is an electrical energy wave. That's what it is. It's a field of force generated by our consciousness is what it is in the holographic matrix that we're in. And these Sluciferians, the reason they sacrifice these children and drink the blood and all that is they're feeding the interdimensional entities that allow them to get what they want from the holographic field that we are in. So we basically, it's a parasitic kind of thing in which they feed these demons. Now, it gets kind of weird, but that's why these guys get together and they drink the blood and they sacrifice these humans and they kill these kids and all the stuff they do and all of these crazy things that Russ Dizdar talks about. It's all about feeding these interdimensional demons that are basically running the planet and using us as food. I know it sounds absolutely crazy, but the Bible says that Satan runs about as a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour. And we did a show with you guys just a few months ago. We talked about the blood of Jesus and how it changes us that he cannot devour us. That's why he's so angry, because we have authority over him. See, that's the power of the cross and the power of Jesus Christ. In fact, when I was on with George Norrie last month, I wanted to talk about the blood of Jesus. It was right before Easter Sunday, and he would not let me do it. I asked him 3 or 4 times, and he refused to let me talk about the blood of Christ. Because you remember, witches and warlocks and demons and all kinds of alternative people are on those shows all the time. And I guess he didn't want to have somebody talking about Jesus and telling people the power that we have as believers. And, you know, I did a show with you at the beginning of the year, Dave. And in fact, you said it's one of the best shows you've had so far this year, in which we went into detail about the power of the cross and the authority of the believer and who we are in Christ Jesus. But see, what happens is, because of this electrical field that we're in, you know, we think that we're in reality, but we're not. Here's another one. Here's another art. Here. Remember, the Bible says a bad company corrupts good characters. Remember, photons have no locale. When they're transferred between us, you can really contaminate other people. The discovery raises the question whether electrocardiographic field information transmitted from one individual to another individual who's angry, fearful, depressed, or experiencing some other negative emotion takes on beneficial properties when influenced by passive positive emotions. Also, is the care, compassion, love, or other emotion not only transmitted throughout the individual's body as the cardio electromagnetic field radiates it, but it transfers externally to other people in close proximity or even over long distances, again, through scalar waves. So what he's saying here in this article is that we're all interconnected and that photons have no locale, that every photon in the universe knows what every other photon is doing at the exact second that photon is doing it, because we're in a giant electromagnetic field. It's like I think it's called a tetroid structure, like 4 giant donuts if you look down on top of the universe, like a million billion light years away. And all this electrical field works together, and they're all in rotation with one another. And so this is amazing how God built this entire universe and how it works. And so people think we're just flesh and blood, it's no big deal. No, this is something that is so amazing and so incredible that people have no idea how powerful we are in the beings that God made us. I mean, it's absolutely astonishing to me that people don't understand the authority they've been given through Christ Jesus. Because remember, all of these other religions in the world, you know, Buddhism and Hinduism and Judaism and you know, Islam, all of these things don't see Jesus Christ as the Savior. They don't see that. And we have been given the authority of the believer through God's dimension by changing us in this hologram to be able to control the very fabric of space-time by the words that we speak, by the thoughts that we think, because we create our own conscious reality. And people don't understand that as Christians. And see, this is who we are in Christ Jesus. That's why the Bible says that we're basically not of here. We're basically just passing through here. And people need to understand how much authority we've been given through the blood of Christ. And that's what these demons understand. And that's why every religion wants to fight Christianity. Every government wants to fight Christianity and get rid of it, because we are the only hope for this dying, failing world. And they don't want us to tell the people the truth about who we are and who Jesus Christ is, Dave. And that's the truth. And that's what it all boils back down to. The authority of the believer that we've been given through Christ Jesus and who we are, because now we are one with God through Christ.
Well, Ted, one of the things that I'm sitting here wondering, this explains a lot, like remote viewing, any psychic experiences we have, what we often call in the Christian faith a word of knowledge, you know, God speaks to us in some way that we can't really define audibly, but we know he's spoken to us. But let's translate that to a higher level. So we're on the cognition level, the thinking level. And then I think what the Bible says and what Jesus talked about many times, you know, faith can move mountains and our minds can do incredible things. So let's borrow a term from psychology or parapsychology, to be more exact. Psychokinesis, telekinesis, same thing. Can the mind affect the physical world according to this dogma?
You know, Dave, I'm not seeing that actually happen, you know, in my lifetime, I've not seen it. But what I have seen is the mind affect physical reality over a given set of times. You know, in other words, when you say, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, or I commit my plans unto the Lord and they will succeed, and you start confessing the word of God as positive affirmations, like Jesus said to do, ask as if you've already received it. I've seen people's entire lives changed over a period of time. Now, some people say, well, I've done that, it hasn't worked. Okay, well, let's stop for a second on this, okay, because I did a whole CD set on this. In fact, it's available on my website if you want to get one. It's called Maximum Success, How to Live Disease-Free, Debt-Free, and Worry-Free. And we go into a three-dimensional lifestyle approach combining mind, spirit, and body and the Word of God and Christianity, and how to be blessed in all the areas of your life. In other words, how to walk in divine health, how to walk away from sickness and disease, and all of these different things. It's a phenomenal CD set. I did that for Rod Parsley back about 10 years ago. Now, it doesn't go into quantum entanglement. It doesn't do that, okay? And it doesn't go into the blood of Jesus. I'm going to write a whole paper on that probably in the next few months, and then we're going to have that available for you guys. But what it does do, it talks about why people are blessed and why they aren't blessed. So this is what I've seen in my life repeatedly. It gives you like 37 reasons of people failing, like the 28 reasons for success. And so one of the things that I always tell my Christian friends is this. You know, what comes around goes around. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You know, you have to treat your neighbor as yourself. You have to love your neighbor. And basically do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And the reason that God and Jesus particularly, especially in the parables, in the Sermon on the Mount, taught so much about this is because he understood this tetroid structure of the universe and how what you do to somebody else comes back to you. It always does. It's how it works. And so guys, a lot of times people don't get blessed even though they start confessing the positive stuff or start praying the positive stuff. Number one is you've got to look at your life. Now, please forgive me because I'm not trying to meddle with you here. I'm just trying to be honest with you as clear as I can be. If you have hosed and screwed everybody over your entire life and you've had so much of this negative stuff going out, you have basically encased yourself into a whole concrete slab of yuck. Okay, so you can talk all you want to talk. It's going to take a while to break that mess away from you. You're going to be chipping it away with a hammer for a long time. It's going to take a while. But if you continue to do what you've done to get to where you are, it's not going to ever get any better. I don't care how much you confess it. In other words, if you don't pay your bills, if you lie, if you cheat, if you steal, if you do all of these things, but you claim to be a Christian, it doesn't work. And one of the key things, and I don't want to say this because I make a lot of people mad, because it's not every time, because sometimes you can have medical bills that cause you to have problems financially, you can have a divorce, or you can lose a job, all these different things. I'm not talking about this, but I'm talking about habitually going out and defrauding people and ending up with like a 400 Beacon score. It has a tendency to affect you in all the areas of your life. So if you tell somebody you're going to do something, do it. You know, if you can't get it done, when you say you're going to get it done, say, hey, please, can we do this at a later date? Can we do this at a later time? Just do what you say you're going to do. Because if you don't do that, it doesn't matter how much you pray for God to bless you. If you're breaking all of his suggestions, see, the Bible says that if you do what pleases him and you serve him, that he will reward those who do that. And then he says, ask whatever you will, and he will be given unto you. But there's all these caveats associated with this. That's why the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it preachers irritate me so much. Because so many of those guys, they live their lives. They're such horrible people when you get to know them, and they just deceive other people all the time. But invariably, they all get busted. Something bad happens to them, and they get exposed. I've seen it repeatedly over and over and over again, because I've known a lot of these guys because of all the radio and TV and seminars that we've done. So it's almost as if, like it's like that old show, I forgot what it was called on TV, it's off now, it's about karma. And the guy was, every time he did something wrong, it came right back on him. So you can't believe God's gonna bless you if you're hosing over everybody that you know. You can't believe that God's going to bless you if you continue to lie, cheat, and steal. It doesn't work that way, Dave. God is not a man that he should be mocked. It doesn't work that way. But what you do is if you live your life to the best of your ability and realize that his faith is sufficient for you, that you're not perfect, but you do the best you can, and that God's grace is sufficient for you, if once you don't get to the point where you can't be, because none of us are going to be perfect. The only time we can obtain the righteousness of God is through Christ. And that's what his DNA does through scalar waves from the cross for all time and space, because his blood on the cross processes us this healing information to restore us to God so we become the righteousness of Christ. Because God's omnipresent, his blood on the cross continues to do this for all time. That's why the book of Hebrews says we no longer require sacrifices for sin because of the blood of Christ. And because God's omnipresent, Jesus is always also sitting at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, because he's in all timelines all at the same time, because he controls time space. People don't understand that. That's how when we get saved, everything changes in our life. We have the righteousness of Christ through us, through the Holy Spirit, and connecting us to God in his dimension. That's what we have, and that's what we have as the believers. And if we do that, then we don't want to sin anymore. And that's what he says. I don't have to have you follow my laws in the Old Testament anymore. I'm going to write these laws on your heart so you'll know through my Holy Spirit what you should and shouldn't do. And that's what the Word of God says that we learn. That's what we have to do. So if you're not being blessed, if you're attacking other brothers and sisters in Christ, either on the internet or verbally or whatever. I mean, people do that junk all the time online. You get these trolls, they claim to be Christians, they attack other people. And you know, I don't do that. I've just learned I don't do that, because number one, I'm not going to get involved in that petty nonsense, and nor am I going to sow those kind of seeds, because I don't want to get in the flesh about that stuff, Dave. I try to walk in love. I try to walk by the Spirit of the Most High God, and I try to just be nice to everybody all of the time. Now, sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes you got to get downright ugly, okay? Sometimes I may even use a bad word like I did on tonight's show, because I'm not adjusting my halo. I'm not perfect. But when people intentionally inflict damage on little children, it really ticks me off. It really does. And there's nothing wrong. If that doesn't make you angry that 1 in 48 children have autism now, and these pediatricians are knowingly, many of them, injecting these kids, hoping they don't come down with autism, knowing that many of the kids do from this, and they think that that's okay, if that doesn't just totally tick you off, I don't know how to make you mad. You know, I don't know what to do. Or giving you shots with flu shots, they're causing senile dementia. I don't know what to do. Or all these horrible things that have happened to all these doctors that have done all this research with Nagalase. If that doesn't get you upset, I don't know what to do. Because all I can do is tell people the truth, Dave. I can say, hey, go to the website, learn about my protocols for the healthy immune system, for healthy joints, you know, for healthy blood sugar. Learn about how to maintain good blood sugar support, healthy immune system support. Learn about that. Order the supplements to start taking. Start making healthy choices in your daily activity. If I tell you there's rat poison in your water if you're drinking fluoride, there is. And if I can't get you to use distilled water after that and get a distiller, I don't know what else to tell you. If I tell you that fluoride could drop your kids' IQ scores up to 20 points, which is a huge drop, because they're drinking fluorinated water, and you don't want to change the water they're drinking because you're too busy watching TV and a six-pack and eating Doritos and all the stuff yourself and you don't care, I can't fix that. But see, the Bible says, let he who has ears to hear, let him hear. That he who has eyes to see, let him see. And Jesus said, then I will turn and I will heal them. And see, that's what we have to understand. The message that we teach, your message of being prepared, or my message of redemption, or my message of the cross, or being a Christian, and you share that with me, it doesn't fall on everybody's ears the same way. You know, it's the sower and the seed. Some seed falls on stony ground, some falls on fertile ground, some falls among the weeds. And so all of these different seeds that we plant trying to help people, Dave, they have different responses. Some people will hear the message that I gave tonight and they'll walk away unbelievably pissed off. They heard me on the radio and they'll be angry. They'll post something negative about me. Other people go, wow, really, that was a blessing to us. Thank you so much. Same message. Different receivers. Not everybody gets it. Not everybody wants to get it. I had somebody contact me today. They've got a son-in-law. He's been hospitalized with gout. The knee was so swollen, they had to drain fluid off of it. And the person called me up and they said, look, what supplements does he need to take? My response was, there are no supplements right now. He could do some organic cherries, some organic strawberries. I said he needs to be drinking a gallon of distilled water a day. He needs to come off all meat products. And they said, well, what about the supplements? I said, no, there's no point. If he's not going to change his lifestyle, if he's not going to stop drinking and boozing and eating beef and eating pork and all the things that he's doing in excess, now the beef you could have in moderation, pork never ever put in your body. If they won't do that first, there's absolutely no reason to spend a bunch of money on supplements, because the supplements by themselves are not going to get rid of gout. It's a lifestyle choice, Dave. You've got to learn it's a lifestyle choice. I mean, health is one of your most important assets. Many of us were given health at birth as standard equipment. Because we've been given health with such incredible immune systems, we've taken for granted the health that God gave us. And so we abuse our bodies and we abuse our health until our body starts to fall apart. And at that point in time, we go, oh my God, I got to change my lifestyle. Well, you may not get a chance. You may not get past that first heart attack or that first heart bypass surgery. You may not get past any of that stuff. I had a nationally known talk show host, Dave, that I did a lot of fundraising for. I'm not going to mention any names out of respect for him, because I really like the guy and he's dead now. And I remember I was first started doing his shows. Yeah, he was doing great. But the guy liked to eat junk food. And finally he ended up with a bypass surgery. He almost died. And I pleaded with him. He'd have me on every month for fundraising for his nonprofit show. And I would generate money for him to help support them, pay the bills. He had a huge national presence, over 200 stations, huge simulcast. And finally, I told him, I said, look, I said, you almost died under your first heart surgery. I said, you got to change your diet. He goes, well, I don't want to do that. I said, what do you mean you don't want to do that? Well, I said, you don't want to do it. I said, look, buddy, I said, you got me on every month. I said, we got to keep you alive. Finally, after a couple of years being on with him, he goes, Ted, got a problem. I said, what's the problem? He goes, I have to do another heart bypass surgery. I said, look, heart bypass surgeries are only good for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years maximum if you don't change your lifestyle. The doctor will tell you that, because the same thing that plugged up the arteries before will plug them up again. You've got to change the way you eat. You've got to change everything about your lifestyle if you have a cardiovascular disease. And he goes, well, I don't want to do that. I'm going to go and have another surgery. I said, please don't have another surgery. You almost died under the last surgery. You know, go get chelation therapy. Go find a medical doctor in your area who's willing to work with you with intravenous chelation. He goes, I said, do that. Change your diet. No, I don't want to do that. Too much work. I'm just going to have another surgery done. Please don't do that. He never woke up from the surgery, Dave. He went into a coma, was dead a few days later. Done. Show's gone, off the air now. Everything's finished. Gone. I mean, I can tell people until I'm blue in the face that lifestyle determines 80% of your genetic expression. But unless you choose to live the right lifestyle, nothing's going to change with you. It just doesn't change. It just gets worse and worse and worse. Your arthritis gets so bad you can't close your hands anymore. Your joints get so achy that you don't want to walk anymore. You say, well, you got to cut out a nice shaped variety of vegetables if you have rheumatoid arthritis. You got to cut out the potatoes, the eggplants, the bell peppers, the white potatoes, tomatoes, all that stuff has to be completely eliminated, because they're nightshade vegetables. They cause inflammation and rheumatoid arthritis. But people have to stop eating this stuff, Dave, if they want to get results. So, you know, the frustration, I guess, you know, you can hear in my voice, that's one of the reasons. Well, I finally started doing seminars instead of working with individuals. I used to see 40 patients a day. I mean, we had a huge clinic here in Central Florida. I had people flying in from all over the country. And I finally got so frustrated, because people would come in for ongoing appointments every month or so, and they wouldn't make any changes. And I'd be in there trying to pump them up every month, pump them up, trying to get them motivated about dietary change. And finally, I thought, you know, I'd rather just do radio and TV and help people who are willing to listen. What do you think, Dave?
Well, what do they say, that the teacher appears when the learner is ready? And I think that that's what we're hearing here. And a good number of our listening audience is probably right there with you, and have made the necessary adjustments, and a number of them are slaves to their former lifestyle, and we can't overcome that. But, you know, I'm going to even take this to a grander level. If you're a slave to your lifestyle, you're a slave to your old habits, you're a slave to your prior conditioning, voila. That's why you've woken up into the America you've woken up into today.
No, we are. See, what they've done, they put us into a matrix. They put us into a completely controlled program, which they control the attention field. They control what we hear. It's like the remember the old Outer Limits show, you know, where they say, yes, you know, you're going into this program now. We're going to control everything you see and hear. That's what they've done to us. They've lowered our IQ scores with fluoride. They've lowered our IQ scores with statin drugs, which have all these horrible, horrible side effects. You know, that's to lower the cholesterol. They've lowered our testosterone by lowering our cholesterol, and they poison us with these things. Let me give you an example. Adverse effects of statins. For every 10,000 individuals in good health who take statins, now these people didn't even need statins. They have, they're an extra 307 patients from cataracts, an extra 23 patients have kidney failure, 74 patients have liver function dysfunction. They also cause skeletal muscle necrosis, which causes more kidney disease and kidney failure. They can cause hyperglycemia in eating in adults with, you know, with a adult onset on diabetes, what that is. Statins also induce full blown adult set on diabetes in women. I mean, this list goes on and on. Plus, what they don't tell you is they cause cancer. Plus, what they don't tell you, they make your brain go to mush. Plus, what they don't tell you, they make you stupid. They don't tell you any of that stuff. And so they've done that with the statins. They've done it with the fluoride. They've done it with the GMOs. They've done it with the chemtrails. They've done it with the aluminum in the vaccines. They've done it with the thimerosal in the vaccines, the mercury. And so we've got this entire population of people in the United States now that are dumbed down. So I can't tell you how many times I get letters of people who want me to help a third-party individual. We get the same thing. It's one of the most frustrating things. We get these phone calls in the office all the time. I've got a cousin who has a brother. I've got a brother who. I've got a mother who. I got a dad who. Won't listen to me about nutrition. We want you to tell him what to take. You know how many of those people, those third-party people, ever call and order anything from us? The answer is zero. None of them. And my staff, I have told them, I've said, my staff knows now. If someone calls up for their mother or their brother, they're immediately told, look, we're not going to talk to you about your mother. We're not going to talk to you about your brother. You talk to them. Have them call us. Get a copy of the Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program, which is available on healthmasters.com. And I said, or get one of our other books or something and learn if to eat right. It's like I told the guy again tonight. If that person who has such bad gout, they're hospitalized with it, is not willing to make serious lifestyle changes, why waste your money taking supplements, Dave? See, that's what it all boils down to. I have seen multiple people die from heart disease and diabetes and cancer because they were unwilling to change their lifestyle, unwilling to lose weight. Unwilling to not eat as much junk. I mean, I remember when there was a guy named I can't remember his name anymore. He was one of my physiology teachers at Florida State University. That was over 40 years ago. And he said that one time we were doing a class, and it was in human physiology. And he said, there's no such thing as glandular obesity. He says, people have different metabolic rates. Now, we know now, 40 years later, that the thyroid plays a critical role in that, and that when you eat a lot of foods that contain fluorine or chlorine or bromine, which is in, like in the breads and in the water, that when you do that, the thyroid thinks that's iodine and it absorbs it, and it messes up the thyroid, it can cause hypothyroidism, which makes your thyroid extremely sluggish, which can make you start gaining weight really, really quick. We know that. Okay? That's why you should never be putting fluoride or chlorine in your body. And also remember, guys, if you're using well water, my well water, when I clean it out, you go to my website, I've got a video of my well water tank that I cleaned out that is filled with calcium carbonate that gets inside of your arteries causing hardening of the arteries. It's a little 20-second video. Watch it. It's me digging my hand down inside of this distiller tank, pulling this stuff up and breaking it. It sounds like glass. And this is the stuff that gets inside of your arteries. This is why they call it hardening of the arteries. And what they don't tell you is that statin drugs cause hardening of the arteries. You don't live any longer with statin drugs than you do if you don't take them. It's the biggest lie in the market, these cholesterol lowering drugs. If your cholesterol is too high, drink more water, take vitamin E, take fish oil, cut out the pork, cut out the shellfish, cut out, you know, some of the beef that you're eating, you know, bring it down to around 250. Be happy if you're there because you can still make testosterone and act like a man, still have sex with your wife. I mean, good grief. Most of these guys who start on statin drugs, Dave, and high blood pressure drugs, they become impotent. I see it in their 30s and their 20s all the time when I was working as a clinician. I saw it all the time. I'm 28 years old. I start taking this high blood pressure medicine. Man, I can't have sex anymore. This is awful. My wife wants to have sex. I can't have sex. You know, I'm suffering from erectile dysfunction. I'm 28 years old. I'm 38 years old. I'm 45 years old. I mean, over 50% of the guys over the age of 40 right now, Dave, are suffering with some type of erectile dysfunction. It's insanity what's happened, and it's almost always drug-induced or lifestyle-induced. I see it over and over and over again. And I talk to these people all of the time. And I see them in my office all the time. And they show up at my office all the time because we don't even have a clinic anymore. But they still want to come by and see us and say hi. And I always tell them, say, look, you're going to have to work with your medical doctor locally, wherever you are, whatever state you're in, and you're going to have to figure out a way to get off all these drugs. You got to titrate the dosing down. I said, I'm not a state licensed medical doctor. I cannot take your drugs. You got to have your medical doctor do all of that. And you got to figure out where you want to fall in this great paradigm of health. If you want to be the person who lives on Advil and aspirin and Tylenol every day, not realizing what the horrible side effects those things have, Advil and Tylenol, I mean, Tylenol is one of the primary causes of liver failure in the country, and Advil has been shown to cause heart disease. And aspirin makes you bleed out through your intestines. I mean, this stuff is crazy. Also, aspirin can cause wet macular degeneration because it can cause the retina to detach from the back of the eyeball. I mean, all of these things are being given to people all the time. But I gotta tell you guys this. If you've got a headache and you've got chronic problems with headaches, you don't have a deficiency of Tylenol or aspirin or Motrin. You don't have a deficiency. Those are not nutrients. Those are drugs. They do not correct the problem. They treat the symptom. And you've got to understand that. You can't be treating the symptom all the days of your life and not be affected by that from a negative standpoint. The same thing. If you've got elevated cholesterol, like 400 or whatever, change your diet and start drinking more water and start getting some exercise and start drinking half your body weight in fluid ounces and purified water every single day. Get your blood thinned out some. You'd be shocked at how much blood, what a great blood thinner the water is, for heaven's sakes. I mean, it's amazing what it'll do as a blood thinner. It'll make you bleed out through your intestinal tracts. Just use more water. Drink more water. Half your body weight in fluid ounces. So if you weigh 200 pounds, take 100 ounces of water every single day, 10 ounce glasses, and drink it. I do that every single day, all day. First thing I do, I get up in the morning, I have a 22-ounce glass of water with a purple stick with about 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C. That's the first thing I do when I get up in the morning, every single morning. That's the first thing that hits my system. All those B vitamins, all that green tea, and it makes me feel really, really good in about 20 minutes, which I feel good all the time anyhow, but I feel tremendous energy throughout the entire day. It doesn't give you that coffee up and down. You don't have to constantly be looking for more green tea or more purple sticks. And so that's why I always tell people, look, if you're going to be healthy, you might as well do it right. You might as well go all in, go all tilt, and be right, and start listening and doing what you know you need to do. And you guys that are listening to me right now, you know I'm telling you the truth. Your spirit knows that. We're quantumly entangled, if you want to call it that, right now to the Dave Hodges Show. You know that I'm telling you. I mean, I'm sitting in your living room right now, and you're listening to me, and I'm talking to you right now. You know I'm right. You know that I'm telling you something your doctor has told you, or that your wife has told you, or your husband has told you for the last 5 or 10 years, that you need to lose weight, that you need to start exercising, that you need to start eating right, that you need to start doing the things that I'm talking about tonight. And you know right now that this is not an accident that I'm talking to you. The Bible says that nothing happens by time and chance. It's all for a purpose. That everything's called according to its time under the sun. And that's what this thing's about tonight. You read about it in the book of Ecclesiastes. And guys, listen to me. There's a reason I'm talking to you right now. Right now is the time you need to say, I'm going to have a day and night that's going to turn my life around right now. I'm not living like this anymore. I'm getting off the GMOs. I'm getting off all these doggone chemicals that I'm on. I'm getting off the doggone rat poison in my water. I've had enough of this. I've heard Dr. Brower talk about it. I've heard John Rappaport talk about it. I've heard Dave Hodges talk about it. It's time. Today's going to be the day that turns my life around. Let it be that day right now for all of you guys that are listening. And make this a choice tonight that I'm not going to live like this anymore. I'm not going to feel like this anymore. I'm going to have tremendous energy and tremendous output. Guys, I'm 60 years old. I don't take any prescription drugs at all. I very rarely ever even take an aspirin. Every once in a while, my back gets messed up a little bit, and I have to take something like that. But I'm very, very, very careful to do the proper stretches and exercises 6 days a week. So that's rare, 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 rare that I've got to do something like that. But guys, a little bit of that, a little bit of aspirin every once in a while doesn't hurt you. It's probably one of the best painkillers out there, but you don't want to be taking it every day because, again, it's too good of a blood thinner. It's almost a better blood thinner than it is a doggone analgesic. And what ends up happening is it can get the blood too thin and cause the retina to detach, causing wet macular degeneration. So don't be taking aspirin every day either. It's not something that's healthy for you. What do you think about all this, Dave?
Well, I think that we're all confused.
And I think
that we need to just... we need to get on track and simplify things.
That's right.
Because I find when you're in the maze of information where it's so easy to get lost, I tell people just to simplify. Ted, let's take a second here because you've got some stuff you're going to make available to our listening audience, and some of it's educational, the very thing that I think a lot of us, including myself, need. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Well, that's right. A couple more articles we didn't have time to cover tonight is DNA from GMOs can pass directly into humans. Study confirms this is epigenetics. We know that. Top neuroscientist explains how Adderall, which is a drug used to treat ADD, is essentially crystal meth. I'm going to repeat that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Top neuroscientist explains how Big Pharma's Adderall is essentially crystal meth. It's an article by Matt Agaris. You can look it up. HPV vaccine manufacturers who don't have immunity to their poisonous vaccines are now being sued in Japan for damage and death caused by toxic immunizations. Can toxic metal found in vaccine cause heart disease? Absolutely yes. The aluminum in these vaccines can actually increase the risks of heart disease. Another one, the World Health Organization is finally raising concerns about antidepressants prescribed to children, with all of these young children committing suicide. Scientists, unprecedentedly, huge mortality events are happening in the West Coast. The Pacific is dying, guys. It's kind of like prophesied in the book of Revelation, and they're allowing it to happen. Huge, horrible whale die-offs, krill die-offs, bird die-offs, all over this. Chemotherapy kills more people, more Americans than all acts of war, suicide, and terrorism combined. 1 million a year. Vaccine uptake reaches an all-time low, and policy is now shifting to mandatory enforcement and criminalization for refusal. And then the final one that I wanted to mention tonight was the fact that a lot of people don't realize this, but California is moving for legal euthanization, and they're also what they're doing in Belgium is they're already doing the legal euthanization over there to euthanize people. It doesn't matter if you're 20 years old, but they ask you before they kill you if they can take your organs out and use them for transplants. I mean, this whole thing has gotten so upside down by these Satan, Kabbalists, Frankens, Luciferians, Satanists that are running around doing all this stuff. These international banking cartels that are doing all of this stuff. We've got to realize the battle that we're fighting against is not flesh and blood, but it's against all these principalities and these dark forces and these unseen dimensions and unseen realms. We've got to put on the armor of God. We've got to plead the blood of Jesus. We got to station angels around us, and we got to put a hedge of thorns around our bodies. Every single day we have to pray, because when you pray, you put out scalar waves. Those scalar waves change the physical reality of time-space. You've got to pray every day, and you got to pray loud with your family.
I agree. I do it every day.
But our website is healthmasters.com. You can go there, get all the information you want. You can sign up for our newsletter. It's free. My show is from 3 to 4, Global Star, every single day, Monday through Friday. I'm off on Saturday, Sunday night from 6 to 7, from 7 to 8, right before Dave's show. Plus, if you put Dave Book in the order, that's D-A-V-E, no space, Book, B-O-K. So it's D-A-V-E-B-O-K with no space. You put that into the order form. For any orders over $50, you're getting a $20 book added to your order, absolutely free. 45 chapters in there on statins. Plus, we cover the top 10 drugs never to put in your body, including over-the-counter drugs. The poison drugs that you've got to know. And you can give this book away if you've already got a copy of it to one of your friends and say, read this. See, that's the thing, guys. I can't make your friends believe me if they don't read my books or hear these shows. You know, I can't force them to not do this. I had a guy call me up 4 years ago. He's having all these health problems. The guy was sucking down about 100 ounces of diet sodas a day. And I warned him and I warned him and I warned him that it caused optic nerve degradation because he was ingesting all of that methanol, that methyl alcohol, that paint thinner. And I said, you can't put that in your body. It can make you go blind. No, it won't. No, it won't. No, it won't. Now he's blind in his right eye. Blind in his right eye. And he called me up tonight and he's lost his job now. Can't see. His eyes are shot. And I told him, I said, I bet you wish you'd have listened to me 4 years ago, don't you? He goes, Ted, you have no idea how I wish I would have listened to you 4 years ago. But aspartame triggers a brain reaction because it's a brain entrainment molecule. It releases, there's an aspartic acid receptor site of the brain which releases dopamine. When you start drinking aspartame, which is 45% aspartic acid, you can get super, super addicted to it. And I guarantee you guys, it's like being on an opioid. It's that hard to come off for some people. That's why some people soon beat you half to death and then take your diet sodas away from them. Guys, please stop drinking diet sodas. Start drinking distilled water every day. It's so important, Dave. I can't, if anything else you take away from this tonight is stop drinking fluoride. Go to Health Masters, get my distiller. It's what is it, $300? You get this incredible distiller that'll make water for pennies a gallon. I mean, are you kidding me? And it's got a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you don't like it after 90 days, just return it to us for a full refund. I mean, I can't do any more than that, but it's that good of a product. It really is. Dave, you've got one. They're phenomenal.
That's a great deal. You know, let me just say this very quickly here, that the biggest challenge we're going to have when the collapse comes, and you notice I'm not saying if, folks, I'm saying when it comes, the biggest challenge you're going to have is not going to be in securing food and water. You've taken care of that. Not in protecting it with, you know, proper firearms and training and so forth. Your biggest challenge is going to be maintaining your medicine supply. If you're on normal pharmacological drugs, if there's such a thing as normal, then they limit your dosage. It's hard to stockpile. It really is. And the only way you can stockpile is to get ahead, is to go to natural source. You know, as Katie likes to call it, God's medicine. And so, Ted, did I get that right here? I'm speaking out of turn here, but because I'm not the expert, but I think taking care of your health needs is the primary concern for being prepared to what's coming.
The biggest problem, Dave, are the drugs, because a lot of these drugs have horrible, horrible side effects. Okay, when you start coming off of these drugs, like Xanax, you start coming off some of these drugs, you know, you could actually die. Okay, so these are really addictive drugs, especially the psychotropic drugs and the psychiatric drugs. So you need to work with your medical doctor in getting you off of these things as quickly and as efficiently as you can. You got to come off of them real, real, real slow. But you got to work with the medical doctor. I can't tell you not to take your prescription drugs. And you got to realize that, you know, if you can find a natural way to maintain your blood sugar, it makes a lot more sense. Go to Health Masters and stock up on the immune system protocol. It's the best there is. I mean, I've never seen anything work like this does. I mean, exactly. Stay with the protocol. And remember, if you stay with the protocol and you stay healthy, your immune system can handle a lot. Because, Dave, you're right. I mean, we train all the time with firearms. I mean, we do active training. We're crawling underneath cars. We're discharging live rounds. I mean, we're doing, you know, targets that are swinging and jumping in front of you. We do all of that stuff. I mean, we go to the range on a regular basis and we train with firearms that are live and hot. We bring these top military instructors in to train us. And what we've learned is this: the vast majority of the people that are 60 years of age, my age, they could no more crawl underneath a car or shoot through a window or clear a house. They can't even pick up the stinking gun, and they're shaking so bad because their health is so bad. I mean, I work out 6 days a week. I train all the time. I feel great. My energy's through the roof all the time. And you know, I am a little bit fatigued tonight, though, because you probably hear it in my voice, because I was on with Hagman until for 3 hours the other night and then on your show tonight. But that's because of my age. But the fact that I can stay up until 11 o'clock and do a talk show with you guys is pretty impressive to me at the age of 60 and have this much energy still. Because most of my friends that are in their 20s and 30s and 40s can't do this. Even Austin told me, he said, "Dad, I'm not doing shows 6 days a week. It takes too much energy." And he's like, "I do 5 days a week when I'm at work." But he goes, "But Sunday night, man, it's just a drain." And see, that's what people need to realize. If you take care of your body and you do what your body asks you to do.
We are out of time, my friend. You've been a great guest. Healthmasters.com, Dave Book for the coupon code. See you, Ted.
Thanks, Dave.